the 12th. Corvus Skyr had not been outside his cavern for a full season, however. On this particular day, he emerged into the bright sunlight at mid-morning. The raven tyrant perched high in the birch tree on the stream bank, surrounded by carrion birds. Viku, the crow leader, shared the same branch with Corvus. It was an altogether odd scene. The blackbirds, normally rending the air with their cackling and harsh cries, were silent. All eyes were turned north, watching the treetops. Viku spotted the two magpies first.
Ah, I see them, mighty one!
Griv and Inchig landed on a lower limb, gazing up at Corvus. Inchig waited quietly, leaving the announcement to Griv.
Malice will be here when the sun is high, Lord.
Corvus was not wearing the smooth snake Sicarus draped about him. The reptile had chosen to stay within the underground retreat. The big raven closed his eyes, as if enjoying the day's pleasant warmth. He spoke to Viku, ignoring the magpies now that they had told him what he wanted to hear.
Clark! When the blind one arrives, you will have all your carrion guarding the cave entrance. I think Ballas will not try to get by them after I have talked with him.
Viku gazed impassively ahead.
It shall be as ye command, Lord. I will await your signal.
The sun rose to its zenith over the weird tableau below. There was little breeze, hardly a leaf stirred, only a damp rustle in the grass on the stream bank. Corvus came alert as he saw the faint movement on the ground. He clacked his beak at Viku. That was the signal. Immediately, the drums from inside the cave entrance began pounding. There was an urgent flapping of birds' wings. The host of Corvus Skyr blocked the cave mouth, completely barring entrance to any beast. Slowly, majestically, the reptile's great spade-shaped head arose from the grass, stretching upward with its forked tongue, sensing the atmosphere. The drumming ceased. Everything was silent once more. Seeing the monstrous apparition rising against the birch trunk, Corvus mounted to a higher branch. Ballas spoke.
Birds! So many birds!
The raven was distinctly nervous. He chattered.
No beast can pass into my caves!
The giant viper withdrew slightly, coiling at the bottom of the birch. His milky, sightless eyes pointed at the spot where the raven's voice had issued from.
Why does the mighty Skyr seek Ballas?
The raven regained his composure.
Come, and I will tell you.